And that was Barry McCabe. And that was a tune called The Immigrant featuring Davy Spillane. And before that was a tune from Davy Spillane's CD from 1998 from the Sea of Dreams. And I played for you, what did I play? I don't remember what I played, and I apologize. But right now I want to say hello to Barry McCabe.
Hello, how are you doing?
Well, Barry McCabe, welcome to Celtic Crossings.
Thanks very much.
I'm so glad that you were able to be with me this afternoon here on my show.
Yeah, it's evening for me, but it's my pleasure.
It's your, you know, what I was trying to express to you through emails is when I had the Saw Doctors on this summer, they go, "Oh, not a problem, Lou. It's pub time in Ireland when you're on, so we'll definitely be available because it's pub time."
Okay.
I immediately knew it's probably what, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, Barry, you and I sort of bumped into each other on the internet, and we became curious about each other because you are a Celtic musician, and you perform, like, you do more rock blues.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And so then when I started checking you out, I found out that, you know, you crossed paths with a lot of great musicians and that you tour Europe quite a bit, and occasionally you've been over here to the United States. And I thought, you know what? It's time to have Barry on the show because this is somebody that I know I can talk to about music and about how it all fits. Because one of the things I love about Celtic music is, one, it crosses all genres, and two, it brings people together.
Well, I think that's the function of any music, really. I mean, from the old days of heading down to the crossroads with a couple of instruments and playing together to how that has progressed over the years, music is a very uniting force.
Absolutely. So tell us about this particular piece that we just heard, The Immigrant.
Well, it's funny. I was just saying there earlier, it's really strange to hear that sort of coming back at me from the other side of the Atlantic, because I recorded that with Davy Spillane in his own mm-hmm. studio down near the Cliffs of Moher, and just I didn't have a title for it, and at the end there, just as Davy's pipes sort of waves out like the waves, it just suddenly struck me that, you know, here we were sitting looking at the Atlantic and the water going, and I just suddenly remembered, you know, our whole history with the immigrants and immigration to America and everything, and it just struck me as a perfect name for the piece.
Yeah, and it's it has that feeling to it too, yeah.
And now it's coming back at me from the other side. You're getting your own back on it.
It's interesting. And this was this it says here that this particular tune is dedicated to Rory Gallagher.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Rory was a really famous and wonderful Irish musician.
Right.
He was a guitar player, and he had a huge influence on me. He probably introduced me to the blues and even to rock as well,
uh-huh.
and made me want to become a musician. He had a tremendous effect on me, and of course, as did his untimely death. And Davy played, or had Rory in playing on one or two tracks on one of his solo albums. And so the whole thing was just, it was perfect that we sort of ended up working together.
Yeah.
And that Rory had such an influence on even people like Davy, which you might not hear immediately in his playing, but he's mm-hmm. very aware of him and his musical style. So it just seemed fitting to dedicate the track to Rory, you know.
Well, I received an email from someone named Milo who said, Louise, I hear you'll be interviewing Barry over the air tomorrow. Barry's a great fan of the late, great Irish legend Rory Gallagher. Barry once got to play shadow play on Rory's Strat.
Wow.
Please ask him about it.
I don't know where to find that information. really, yeah. Well, that happened in...
Are we digging deep here?
No. It's just I didn't realize that somebody would have kind of known about that. That happened one time when Rory was playing, I think it was in Sligo in the west of Ireland, and before he showed up, his band were there. And I knew the road crew, of course, in the band really well, and they set it up. I was sitting out in the bar just reading a book and having a coffee, and they set it up that the band was on stage, and they suddenly brought me in to do a sound check with them, and his guitar was there, and I did a very quick run through that because I was afraid of my life being caught. So that's a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So why don't you take a few minutes and bring us up to date and talk with us about some of your more recent CDs?
Well, actually, keeping in sort of the Rory vein there, on my last CD, I had a couple of special guests, one being Mark Feltham, who played harmonica with Rory for a long time, and it had a couple of other very good Irish musicians on it as well, Pat McManus on guitar and Johnny Feehan on guitar. And Johnny was a guitar player with Horselips, who actually did very well over in the U.S. Back around mid-70s up to about the 80s. And that's a record that came out after the track that you played there, The Emigrant, that was on a CD called The Peace Within, which was my first studio album, and I've just done Beyond the Tears, which is my second studio album. Prior to that, I released a couple of live albums with my band, which was called Albatross at the time.
Say the name of the band again?
Albatross.
Okay, alright.
Peter Green fans and Fleetwood Mac fans would know.
Okay.
And so generally what I do is my music is kind of a mixture of blues and rock with this sort of little Celtic twist in it. The Peace Within album was a lot more Celtic than the Beyond the Tears album, but I like to sort of have a more subtle, I suppose, Celtic influence in my stuff than maybe some of the other people would do. And that's kind of where I'm at this moment.
And so right now you've been touring mostly through Europe?
That's correct, yeah. That's what I would spend most of the summer doing festivals throughout Europe.
Okay.
Recently I've had the pleasure of playing with Mick Taylor, who was the guitar player with the Rolling Stones.
Oh, okay.
And after I played with him, we'd done a couple of festivals together with Snowy White. I don't know if Snowy would be as well known over there. He had a big hit with a song called Bird of Paradise, and he played a lot of people know the song. They mightn't know his name. And he also played with Thin Lizzy for a while as well. So we worked together with those guys.
Okay.
And then for the rest, we do our own thing because we're pretty well known in Europe. And we travel all over, you know, from the north of Norway right down to the south of Italy.
Do you travel as Barry McCabe?
Yeah, it's Barry McCabe and Band, or the Barry McCabe Band, or just
the
Barry
McCabe Band.
Yeah, we
want everyone to know that. That's important.
Okay. and the website is just barrymccabe.com.
So. Well, it's a pretty robust website. There's lots of information. So I want everyone, I really want to encourage people to go there because you just start to be able to put pieces of puzzles together and see threads and things that you know all of a sudden show up someplace else, or people that you know are musicians that you know, and that's one of the things I love about, you know, doing Celtic Crossings. Mm-hmm. That's why it says Crossings. And I like to pull together for people how so many genres of music are so influenced by, you know, Celtic traditional, and how musicians are influenced by that kind of, by that music also. Because
absolutely.
I would imagine that you probably picked up your first instrument long before you went to school.
To be honest, I was, you know, compared to a lot of other kids, I was probably a little bit later picking up an instrument. I think I could have been like 12, 13, something like that. And that can be pretty old by Irish standards.
It is old by Irish standards.
You know. You have guys in their All-Ireland champions at 8 or 9, you know.
Well, yeah.
I sang a lot. I sang a lot prior to that, but I didn't get into playing the guitar till about 12, 13, something like that. But I did my best to catch up.
So, and then how did your influence, I mean, you mentioned Rory Gallagher, but there must have been so much more to the story of how you were influenced and went the way of rock and blues.
Well, I mean, the thing was, actually, ironically, I suppose, in one way, when I was growing up, things were, you know, a lot different radio-wise than they are now. We only had RT 1 and 2, which was a national station, and it was pretty much a talk station, and their music output was pretty small. And they would play a lot of Irish music and traditional music and country music, or country and western, as it was known. And as a teenager, you know, you're more into rock. And so, to be really honest, I wasn't that interested in our own music, I have to say.
Yeah.
And was much more interested in rock and blues for some strange reason that just seemed to appeal to me. And it was only later when you got a greater understanding of music, and actually from traveling around and being to other countries and listening to other sort of roots music and, mm-hmm. and national music, that you sort of started to listen again to your own music with new ears. And then I realized that, number one, a lot of music styles actually have a lot of roots in common. And I realized also that even though I tried to get away from my Irish music, I couldn't. And so the way you sing and certain chords you play and certain notes and riffs and runs that you put together just have Irish influences in them.
Mm-hmm.
And then at one stage, after basically touring a lot and you know, sort of being pretty tired and wouldn't say fed up with the whole thing, but wanting to get a break from it,
right.
I just stopped touring for a while and I went back home, and it all just sort of bubbled up again, and I suddenly realized I really want to dive back into this and maybe, you know, see if I missed something along the way. And that was kind of the mood I was in when I decided to make the Peace Within album, and I was lucky enough to get to team up with Davies Bland, who of course is a genius on the low whistle and the pipes, and he helped me tremendously in making that album. And it, you know, the press called it a Celtic blues album, and I suppose that's as good a title as anything else. And he sort of brought his things to it, and I brought mine to it, and somehow we managed to stitch them together and make something fairly decent out of it.
Well, now we've mentioned this album, Peace Within, and there's a title cut on this CD, and I'd like to take a little break right now and bring that to my listeners while you and I sit back and relax and chat a wee bit. So let me put this on for everybody and let everyone know that this is the title cut from Barry's CD, The Peace Within, and you're listening to WMUA.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think of that? Yes, we changed the pace for everybody, didn't we, Barry?
I hope you'd warn them a little bit. That's really going from one extreme on the album to the other.
Yeah.
The Emigrant is about the quietest song on it, and that song there is about the rowdiest. So it's everything in between.
Just, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I think I love the whole illustration here of the broad spectrum of Celtic-influenced music that covers so many genres. And as you and I were sharing earlier, that probably the one genre I feel that I end up neglecting the most here on Celtic Crossings is blues, as I bring so much traditional and I think I'd say a lot of folk and then a lot of contemporary traditional and then Celtic rock and Celtic rock punk, you know, and the blues gets neglected. So that's one of the reasons I jumped at the opportunity to have you here on my show to help broaden that spectrum. So thank you.
Okay, it's my pleasure.
What else were we talking about? I technically messed myself up there a wee bit, and so I'm recovering.
Well, you're doing good so far.
Well, I find out telling the truth usually helps, and then everybody kind of hangs in there with me.
Okay.
So, what's next for you, Barry?
Well, at this moment, actually, strangely enough, I'm busy with a little acoustic duo I'm sort of putting together. We have a couple of shows coming up in Holland in November. It's just something that crossed my path that was sort of coincided with something else that's on the horizon. And I'm busy with that right now. It's just two guitars and basically me singing. And I'm looking forward to that because I started off sort of playing acoustically. And I like acoustic music and I like to play it. So it's a great opportunity for me to strip a lot of my own songs back down. In fact, some of the songs off that piece within the album we will be doing as well. And that should take me up to about the end of the year. I'm also writing right now because it's sort of time to get busy writing some new material.
Fabulous.
And then back out on tour again next year.
Huh. I just had a thought. I was wondering, I have a neighbor who is a great folk blues musician, and he travels internationally, and he's very popular in Ireland for American guy. And his name is Brooks Williams. Have you ever bumped into Brooks Williams out there?
Can't say that I have, but I mean, there's so many great musicians on the go. And often I miss a lot of people when they come to Ireland for the simple reason that I'm away off somewhere else.
Because you're away off, right. That's what I figured would happen. But I thought, oh, I have to mention this name while I'm at it, because he's right here from the Valley and yet, you know, travels internationally and and he makes it to Ireland at least once a year for about a 6-week tour.
Really? And, Brooke Williams.
His name is Brooks Williams.
Brooks Williams. Oh,
yeah,
you
should check him out. You should Google Brooks Williams. He's got a great website, and it will tell you everything that he's up to and what he's doing.
Okay.
Yeah, he's definitely the real deal in the whole picture. He really
is.
Okay. So listen, Barry, I've really enjoyed this little visit with you this afternoon, and I want to pick a song to leave with my listeners as we go out. And what do you think we should play for them from the piece within CD?
Well, either one of these days usually works because it starts off kind of bluesy and then it comes in at the end with Davy on the pipes, or Kissing in Your Sleep is a good mixture of sort of rock and Irish stuff, either one of those, I think. Or, Istanbul Blues, I suppose you could pick any of those.
I think I'm going to pick Kissing in Your Sleep.
Sleep. Okay, that's a good one.
Kissing in Your Sleep, and
that'll keep him on the dance floor.
So yeah, and so once again, I want to encourage everyone to go visit your website. It's barrymccabe.com. Is it .com? Let me look.
.com. Yeah.
Yes, you are .com. And so, MCCABE, everybody. .com, and go check Barry out and get to know his music a little bit. And you know, I think that Celtic blues rock probably pleases a lot of people. Hits a lot of demographics. And what I particularly like about this particular CD is you know, you can go from something like The Immigrant all the way to something like The Peace Within. And this particular CD is done quite well. So I hope that we get you over here to the U.S. and get you on tour so you can sell a lot more CDs of The Peace Within here.
Well, that'd be great. I would look forward to that. I mean, a lot of my CD sales are in the U.S. I don't know if that's, you know, because more people are online or whether they just like the music. So, you know, I get requests all the time from people saying, when are you going to come over to play live? So it's definitely mm-hmm. something that's in my list of things to do. So I really hope we can put that together for, mm-hmm. for next year.
And so I want to thank everybody out there that emailed me about this particular interview with you today. I don't know if folks, there probably are listeners out there that don't know that if you do request to go on my email list, I announce every week who's going to be on with me. And if you want to be on that email list, you can email me at CelticCrossings@WMUA.org. And when I did that, and when we put it out on call lists like Celtic Lounge, I don't know if it made it onto Celtic Lounge, but it definitely made it onto Celtic Cafe this week. We picked up a lot of other folks who got in touch with me and were pleased to know that they would have an opportunity to listen to you and I chat this afternoon.
Lovely.
And this was great for me because I got to go on this little journey and pull up all this great music about, you know, Rory Gallagher and Davy Spillane. I didn't find a lot of Rory Gallagher here in my studio, but that's going to be resolved sometime in the next couple of months, and I'll be bringing a lot more Rory Gallagher here to Celtic Crossings and talking a lot more about Davy Spillane. I love these opportunities. So, Barry, this has been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
And I will talk with you soon.
All right.
So, folks, here's Kissing in Your Sleep from Barry's CD, Peace Within. And so you're listening to WMUA.